Hello and welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Otterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins. And today, we continue our practice in the Gospel of Matthew. We're in chapter 7 with verses 13 and 14. Enter through the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the road broad that leads to destruction, and those who enter through it are many. How narrow the gate and constricted the road that leads to life, and those who find it are few. What seems easy to enter, many more do fail. We simply can't believe or deny the presence of a Savior in Jesus Christ. Jesus reminds us over and over and over again that if we deny Him or His Father or blaspheme His Spirit, we will not see the kingdom of God, for what we deny will have a return denial as well. We can find redemption by a belief in living to open the narrow gate to heaven, but the wide road to destruction seems more alluring until death reaps your soul to hell's burning ashes. We must learn to accept the sufferings of life to live in His presence. Learn to offer these sufferings you experience for those who seek but don't understand, who hunger but have lost their way on a busy highway of hell, unable to find nourishing food, those who thirst for righteousness, but engage in petty theft, living a lie that denies the one and only Savior of the world. To accept the suffering, we make perfect the sufferings of Christ, done by our willingness to participate in all we do for Him. Jesus will fill us with His love, to endure and overcome, feeling the suffering of He who saved the world. To share means to engage at their level of learning, allowing them to want more, showing not what keeps them overwhelmed with our perfect objectives, but the simplicity of Christ Jesus Himself. Engage the world to seek souls for the living God, the Messiah who proclaims love, faith, and hope of His mercy and grace, where finding and opening the narrow gate will be assured in Him by our practice, prayer, and proclamation of living freed. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I'm so sorry, Lord. I believe You died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share You as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live Your will in all things. Prayers from my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with the war in Ukraine. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, especially a prayer for our men in blue. We pray for our sister-in-law, Carmen, who continues to heal from a stroke. She's the grandmother of Brittany, who we speak healing prayers for daily, who overcame brain cancer. We pray for Holy Mother Church. We pray for our Holy Mother in the name of Louis, as we continue to hope that he receives employment soon. Daily prayers for our neighbor, Thelma. Prayers for our friend and his wife, for a baby to be born, as we call out to You, Lord, to bring life to their home and bring them a new child in Your precious name. In His blood, by His name, we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6. Verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Matthew's Gospel. We're in chapter 7 this morning with verses 13 and 14. One stanza poem with a one-lined ending. It's titled, Few Find How to Enter Heaven's Life Lesson of Learning. Heaven has a gate narrow, throughway to enter. Hell's broad, wide road has destruction, eternal burning. many are entering through, as many questions their gender. Life Eternal's road is constricted with gate narrow yearning. Few find how to enter heaven's life lesson of learning. Amen. I'm Thomas Show Cruz Williams. It's January 10th, 2023. Recording this morning, 24 hours later, 4:44 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Up with the angels this morning as we continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, Universal Utterings is brought to you by God First Ministries Incorporated, a not-for-profit 501c3 certified ministry. You can learn more at universalutterings.org. Again, we thank you for joining us today as we continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. We seek to share the Word of God in rhyme as we do each day, as we lift up each and every one of you in prayer and offer the sufferings of Christ in our own walk as one to live in Jesus' name. Amen. To our good friends John and Marie, we say God bless you too as we continue to close at 7-Eleven. Oh, thank heavens for 7-Eleven. As John once said, when we close in the name of Jesus, honoring our brother-in-law, Johnny. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Amen. God bless you. The wonderful name of Jesus.